2019年江西中考英语听力快线
第二部分中考英语听力模拟演练
模拟演练一 A 请听下面八段对话每段对话后有一小题从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都将有十秒钟的时间回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话读两遍。
Number one.Could I go to the cinema with my friends this morning?
Sorry, Lisa. We must go to the hospital to see your aunt.
Could I go to the cinema with my friends this morning?
Sorry, Lisa. We must go to the hospital to see your aunt.
Number two, Tom, could you please do the dishes?
Sure I can, but I am folding my clothes now.
Tom, could you please do the dishes?
Sure I can, but I am folding my clothes now.
Number three. Hi, Peter. Did you enjoy yourself in Hawaii?
Yes, it was wonderful. There were so many places of interest, and I love it very much.
Hi, Peter. Did you enjoy yourself in Hawaii?
Yes, it was wonderful. There were so many places of interest, and I love it very much.
Number four, how quiet the classroom is. Are all the students on the playground?
No, except Lily, Jack, and Susan. Lily is reading a novel. Jack is drawing, and Susan is writing her report.
How quiet the classroom is. Are all the students on the playground?
No, except Lily.Jack and Susan. Lily is reading a novel. Jack is drawing, and Susan is writing her report.
Number five. Have you finished reading Little Women?
Yes. I enjoyed every page of it. It's so exciting.
Have you finished reading Little Women?
Yes, I enjoyed every page of it. It's so exciting.
Number six. Dave hasn't come yet. Did you forget to invite him to our party?
Oh, sorry.I forgot to tell you. Dave just phoned me and said his daughter was ill, so he could not come.
Dave hasn't come yet? Did you forget to invite him to our party?
Oh, sorry. I forgot to tell you. Dave just phoned me and said his daughter was ill, so he could not come.Number seven. You're late, Eric. Did you forget when to take the Chinese exam this morning?
No, I didn't forget it.
But it's 8 o'clock now. You're 20 minutes late.
Sorry,
because my alarm clock didn't go off, I overslept.
You're late, Eric. Did you forget when to take the Chinese exam this morning?
No, I didn't forget it.
But it's 8 o'clock now. You're 20 minutes late.
Sorry, because my alarm clock didn't go off, I overslept.
Number 8. Mike is going to visit Peter today, isn't he?
He wants to, but he is too busy to do so today.
Mike is going to visit Peter today, isn't he?
He wants to, but he is too busy to do so today.
B. 请听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。请听第一段材料，回答第九、十小题。
Hello, this is Mary. May I speak to Linda?
I'm sorry, she is still sleeping. Can I take a message?
Oh, thanks. We'll have a speech this afternoon. Could you please tell her to meet me at 2 o'clock at the school gate?
No problem.
Hello, this is Mary. May I speak to Linda?
I'm sorry, she is still sleeping. Can I take a message?
Oh, thanks. We'll have a speech this afternoon. Could you please tell her to meet me at 2 o'clock at the school gate?
No problem.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you run around here every day?
Yes. How about you?
I try at least 4 times a week, but I won't come if I'm too tired.
Something is better than nothing. Running for 4 times a week is pretty good exercise.
I used to go to a health club, but I prefer running outside because I love fresh air.
Also, I'll feel good to find that nobody will tell you what to do and how many times.
You are right. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you run around here every day?
Yes. How about you?
I try at least 4 times a week, but I won't come if I'm too tired.
Something is better than nothing. Running for 4 times a week is pretty good exercise.
I used to go to a health club, but I prefer running outside because I love fresh air.
Also, I'll feel good to find that nobody will tell you what to do and how many times.
You are right. Hi, Tony. You look worried. What's wrong?
I borrowed my father's camera, but I dropped it in the swimming pool. Now it doesn't work at all.
That's too bad. Maybe you should buy a new one.
You're right, but it's too expensive. I can't afford it.
How much is it?
$800.
Oh gosh, so much. Why not take a part-time job? I saw an advertisement yesterday.
Really? What did it say?
Sorry, I can't remember every word, but I'm sure if you take the job, you can get $200 each month. Hi, Tony. You look worried. What's wrong?
I borrowed my father's camera, but I dropped it in the swimming pool. Now it doesn't work at all.
That's too bad. Maybe you should buy a new one.
You're right, but it's too expensive. I can't afford it.
How much is it?
$800.
Oh gosh, so much. Why not take a part-time job? I saw an advertisement yesterday.
Really? What did it say?
Sorry, I can't remember every word, but I'm sure if you take the job, you can get $200 each month.
Hello.
Hi, Robert. It's Susan. I've got your message.
Thanks for calling me back. What were you doing when I called you last night?
Oh, I was seeing a film in the cinema. So what's up?
Well, would you like to climb the lake mountain tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow morning? I'm afraid I can't. I'll have to stay at home and study.
Oh, it's a pity. How about Sunday morning?
Sure, I'd love to. How shall we get there? By bike or by boat?
What about taking a boat?
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Robert. It's Susan. I've got your message.
Thanks for calling me back. What were you doing when I called you last night?
Oh, I was seeing a film in the cinema. So what's up?
Well, would you like to climb the lake mountain tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow morning? I'm afraid I can't. I'll have to stay at home and study.
Oh, it's a pity. How about Sunday morning?
Sure, I'd love to. How shall we get there? By bike or by boat?
What about taking a boat?
Okay.
Welcome to Kenting National Park. Kenting National Park is a national park in Taiwan, China. It was built on January 1, 1984. It's Taiwan's oldest national park. This national park is well known for its beautiful weather and sunshine, beautiful mountain and beach, the music festival held every March, and bird watching. Every year, especially in October, visitors go there to relax in a special way. They watch birds there. A lot of birds fly across the sky of Kenting then. With the coming of winter, however, all the birds begin to fly to some warmer places. October is not the only time to do the fun sports and other interesting things. In fact, in Taiwan, you can watch birds all the year round, and you can do it wherever you go. Because of the warm weather, Taiwan has a great many birds.
If you keep your eyes open, you may even find some around you. I hope you have a good time there.
Welcome to Kenting National Park. Kenting National Park is a national park in Taiwan, China. It was built on January 1, 1984. It's Taiwan's oldest national park. This national park is well known for its beautiful weather and sunshine, beautiful mountain and beach, the music festival held every March, and bird watching. Every year, especially in October, visitors go there to relax in a special way. They watch birds there. A lot of birds fly across the sky of Kenting then. With the coming of winter, however, all the birds begin to fly to some warmer places. October is not the only time to do the fun sports and other interesting things. In fact, in Taiwan, you can watch birds all the year round, and you can do it wherever you go. Because of the warm weather, Taiwan has a great many birds. If you keep your eyes open, you may even find some around you. I hope you have a good time here.
C， 请听下面一段独白，根据独白内容完成下列句子，每个空格不超过三个单词。听独白前，你将有50秒钟的时间阅读句子内容，独白读两遍。
Hi, I'm Linda. Eliza is my friend from America. She is 14 years old now. She is interested in science and good at it. Every summer, she travels with her parents. She believes that traveling is an important part in her life. Of all the places she has visited, she likes London best because it is modern and beautiful. She has learnt that China is a large country with lots of interesting places. This July, her family are coming to China. I'm very happy to know that they will first come to my city. They will stay here for 3 days. I will show them around the city. Then they will fly to Beijing. I'm sure they will have a nice time in China.
Hi, I'm Linda. Eliza is my friend from America. She is 14 years old now. She is interested in science and good at it. Every summer she travels with her parents. She believes that traveling is an important part in her life. Of all the places she has visited, she likes London best because it is modern and beautiful. She has learnt that China is a large country with lots of interesting places. This July, her family are coming to China. I'm very happy to know that they will first come to my city. They will stay here for 3 days. I will show them around the city. Then they will fly to Beijing. I'm sure they will have a nice time in China.